Good morning. How are y'all today? First of all, I want to thank God for allowing me to have the skills and privilege to be able to go to seminary and to learn how to preach and to teach and to do missions. And I also want to thank my parents for allowing me to be able to come to church growing up, because growing up, we started coming to church here through the bus ministry that Holland Avenue had. And so that's how we got to church. And so I want to thank my parents for allowing me to be able to come and go to church. And I never knew what church was about when I first started coming. I always thought it was fun activities and with children ministry and with youth, being able to go on youth trips and do lock-ins. And, you know, I thought it was a place to go and have fun, not a place to come and learn about Jesus and worship God. And so once I started coming to church, all that changed. I figured out what church was all about. And so being one of the pioneer bus riders of Highland Avenue and Marshall driving the bus and several others who are here who used to drive the bus, I thank you for y'all's sacrifice that y'all gave to come pick us up. And then later on, my parents started coming to church, and so they would bring us. And so we've all been baptized and saved through the faith of Jesus Christ. And I thank them for that every day. I also want to thank y'all for the ministries that y'all have done that I was a part of growing up. VBS, that's actually where I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I was in sixth grade. I was 12 years old. And I remember Brother Billy praying the prayer of salvation. And he asked anybody who prayed that prayer, you know, come and talk to me afterwards. And so I went up there and I told Brother Billy, I was like, I prayed that prayer. And he's like, do you know what you did? And I was like, yes, sir. And he's like, well, I want to make sure you understand what you did. And so he came to our house. He talked with me, talked with my parents, and made sure I understood that by me asking Jesus to be a part of my life and for him to be number one in my life and to be baptized, that I understood that's what saved me. And that's how me and anyone else can go to heaven. And so later on in that month, I got baptized. And from there, started going to the youth and doing mission trips, different camps and everything. And it was actually once I was out of high school and I was a chaperone, me and Josh were chaperones on one of the youth trips, is where I accepted the call to go to ministry and to go to New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary. And Josh had already done a semester there, and so I had gone and visited with him. And so I already knew about the school and checked it out. And so in 2004 is when I started going to seminary. And then I was there about a year. And then my third semester is when Katrina hit. And that kind of rocked the boat a little bit, because I was thinking, okay, 4 years, I'll be done with my undergrad. Another 2 years, 3 years, I'll be done with my master's. And I can start doing ministry wherever God calls me to and start doing missions. And so Katrina came, and I was out of school for a whole year. And I came back to Highland Avenue, and we actually started Children's Church and doing ministries here, and then went back. And let me see, that was in 2006. 2007 is when I met Blanca, and that's been a huge blessing in my life. I get a lot of support from her whenever I preach and do ministry. We've gone on several mission trips. We've been to Bolivia once to do mission work there. Last summer, we just went to Peru and did mission work there. And once I finish with school, because she's already graduated, she's just waiting on me to finish now. And so we can see where the brains is in the family already. once I finish, we're going to move to Bolivia and we're going to do ministry there. And wherever God calls us, once my Spanish gets fluent, we can go anywhere over South America, and if he calls us to Africa or anywhere else, we're willing to go. And so, my text today is going to be Acts chapter 1, verse 8. That's going to be the main text. So if y'all can go ahead and turn there, and while y'all are turning there, I'm going to give you all a little background. The reason why I'm preaching from Acts chapter 1:8, the North American Mission Board a few years ago came up with this Acts 1:8 challenge. And it was a challenge to individual Christians, and it was a challenge to churches all over the United States. And the challenge was to do what God has called you to do as a Christian, and that's to share the gospel, to go out into the world and share your testimony, share what God has done in your life. So I'm going to read Acts 1:8. It says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And for y'all who have red letter Bibles, you can see that that's the word of Jesus. This is Jesus talking to the disciples. And this was after Jesus had been crucified and resurrected. And Jesus appeared to the disciples for 40 days after he was resurrected. And this was the last time he seen them. And the last time he saw them, he told them to be his witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And the way the North American Mission Board broke this verse down was Jerusalem was your community. So Highland Avenue's community, Jerusalem is their community, is this neighborhood, the Highland Avenue neighborhood. And so by y'all doing the bus ministry, by doing VBS, opening your doors for the children to come in, people to come in that's in this neighborhood, for y'all to do, to go door to door, knocking and sharing the word of God, that is y'all's Jerusalem, and that's how y'all are doing ministry here. And I was a part of that ministry growing up. And so y'all been doing it all along, whether you realize it or not. And so I encourage y'all to keep on going into the community and sharing the gospel and never stop. Because here in North America, 3 out of every 4 people are lost. 3 out of every 4. So if we were to break that down in the congregation we have here today, over a third of us are lost. And so you can imagine what it is outside the doors of this church, how many lost people we have just in our neighborhood. And so it's very important for us to go out and share the gospel. And so that in all of North America, that's 250 million lost people. That's just here in North America. That's not including the entire world. 250 million lost people. And our country was founded on Christianity. We're no longer a Christian nation. We have let the government come in and take Jesus out of just about everything. He's out of our school system. We see how bad the school system is. They want to take him off our money, take him out of the Pledge of Allegiance. There's some places where they don't even say, I'm trying to remember the Pledge of Allegiance, it's been so long since I said it. indivisible with liberty. Yeah, indivisible with liberty, just one nation under God. Yes, they want to take one nation under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. And we need to stand up and not let them do that. We've sat back too long and let the government try to run the church. And that's why we came here, so the government couldn't run the church. That was the problem. And now here we are right back. History repeats itself, they say. So it's time for us to stand up and not let history repeat itself in that way, but let history repeat itself through the Bible as us as Christians going out and proclaiming the word of God. And then Jesus goes on to tell the disciples, "You will be my witness in Jerusalem," which is your community, "and in all of Judea." Judea is your state. So the state of Alabama will be your Judea. And through giving to the cooperative program and by doing disaster relief, like when the tornadoes hit in northern Alabama, by us giving money to the cooperative program, we were able to assist people through disaster relief to go up there and help those people in need, whether they were lost, Christians, churches. We were able to go up there and send people, and God's word was able to be proclaimed through that disaster. Same thing when tornadoes came through here a few years ago and kind of tore up Montgomery a little bit. And then Jesus said, and Samaria is the continent. That would be the United States. And whenever you give money to Annie Armstrong, to the Eastern Offering Fund, that money goes to the North American Mission Board, which helps pay for missionaries to be able to do mission work here in the United States. They go and plant churches. That's a huge thing that's going on right now. And I never knew about church planting until I went to seminary. And Marshall actually went and studied about church planting as well. And I've been taking classes on church planting. And this past semester, our professor, Dr. Emma Touche, he's from Africa, has a real deep, thick accent. Sometimes it's kind of hard to understand him. But once you sit in class for a while, you get to understand him and everything. It takes a little while, but he's a real great guy. The trip was free for all of us who was in the class to be able to go to New York and to study church plants up there. And we were able to work with different church plants up there. And Blanca was able to actually go with us up there, which that was a huge blessing to be able to do more ministry with her. And so so church plants have become a real big thing. And North American Mission Board has been sending out a lot of church plants into places where there are no or little churches. And so they've been going and they'll study a neighborhood. So say if we didn't have a church here in Highland Avenue, they would come into the neighborhood and they would study the neighborhood, figure out how many people lived here, what the dynamics are, you know, and just figure out everything about that neighborhood. And then they know how to do ministry. They would study the neighborhood. And so that's the way it is with us as Christians. We have to study the Word of God in order to be able to share it. We have to know the Word of God in order to go into the community and share the Word of God. And so through us giving money to the cooperative program and supporting NAM, we're able to support our country and to do ministry. And by us going, we used to do a lot of youth trips. We've been to Mission Arlington. We've been to World Changers. And that's another way that we have supported, another way that we have gone out into our Samaria and have shared the Word of God, because we used to do VBSs, and there was a lot of children and parents that we would reach through that. And so that's our Samaria. And then Jesus goes on and says, and to the ends of the earth. And of course, the ends of the earth is the entire world. That's other countries. That's us leaving our comfort zone and going somewhere else, somewhere where we might not know the culture, we might not know the language. But God has called us to go to the ends of the earth and share the gospel. There are 1.7 billion people who have little or no access to the gospel at all. They've never heard the word of God. And the little that have heard it, they don't understand it because it's not in their language. And so we need people to be willing to not just pray and not just give money. Yes, those things are needed, but we also need people to go and share the gospel. I think that's one of the biggest problems we have in churches today across the United States, is that we accept the gospel, but then we don't go and tell others about it. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, this is called the Great Commission. And we actually put this verse on the edge of our wedding invitation. And that just shows you our heart. Our heart is to go out to the end of the earth and to share the gospel. And this is Jesus talking to the disciples once again. Then Jesus came to them, the disciples, and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very ends of the earth. And so we're commanded to go and share the gospel. We don't have anything to worry about. I mean, the words of Jesus says, I have commanded you, and surely I am with you. If God's with us, we have nothing to be afraid of, nothing to worry about. There's nothing that can stop us from sharing the word of God, because Jesus is with us. God is with us. And so we are commanded to go out and share the gospel. And y'all have done a great job with giving to the IMB, which is the International Mission Board, through Lottie Moon Christmas Offering and Operation Christmas Child. I know y'all have done the shoe boxes before and sent those out. And that's a huge blessing. That's a huge ministry started by Franklin Graham. And our church has actually been collecting boxes and things for that ever since the beginning of the year. We go to a deaf church. And so not am I just trying to learn Spanish, I'm also trying to learn sign language. And so it's really interesting. And I've preached there a few times. And I haven't preached in sign language yet. I'm not fluent. I've had an interpreter every time. But it's been a blessing going there. When we first started going, I think there was maybe 8 people going to that church. And now, on a regular basis, we have 20 to 30 people. And it's amazing being a part of the deaf community and just how much of a blessing that's been and how much that's helped me in my ministry, in our ministry. And it's something we plan on taking with us to Bolivia because we believe God wants us to do something with that. And so that's why we're there. And people ask, well, how do y'all worship? How do y'all do music? Well, we sing music just like anybody else. We play it through the speakers, and they actually feel the vibration of the music. And we actually have a choir. They get up there, and they sing in sign language. And it's amazing to watch. It's a neat experience, and I've enjoyed the time we've had there. I'm going to miss it when we leave, but I know God's calling us to a new and better things in our lives. But through us giving through Lottie Moon, I know y'all have prayed for me and Blanca when we went to Bolivia and helped support us there, and when we went to Peru. Y'all have been doing mission work probably without realizing it through your prayers and helping support others. And I appreciate that from y'all, because y'all have helped shape me into the man that I am today to be able to stand up here today and preach to y'all. And I thank y'all for that. And I want to challenge every last one of y'all, if you are a Christian, to go out and share the word of God. That is what we are called to do. Isaiah 6, verse 8, starting in verse 8, it says, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who shall go for us? And Isaiah said, here am I, send me." And that's the attitude that every last one of us should have as a Christian. We should say, we hear a need, and we're like, somebody needs to go. And we don't, oh, well, Johnny over here, he can go. He's been to seminary. You know, we'll pray for him, give him a little bit of money, and let him go. We need to go beyond that. We need to go as ourselves. I know some people might not be physically able to go, but for those of us who are, we need to go. We need to stop just sitting in the walls of the church, and we need to go and preach and share the gospel. I can remember when I was baptized, the joy that I had. Let me back up. The day I was saved, when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior over there, when I prayed that prayer, I remember the joy I had. Like, I couldn't wait to get home to tell my parents that I had accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, that I understood that God sent Jesus to die on the cross for my sins, and that through his blood and through his resurrection, and by me accepting that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, that I'm saved. Not because I was baptized. Water doesn't save you. It's by you proclaiming with your mouth, saying that you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and that you understand that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, that you are saved. And I remember the joy that I had. I couldn't wait to tell people. I'd go to school and tell my friends, even tell my friends in VBS, you know, that I'm a Christian now. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. How many of y'all remember that day that you were saved? Do you still have that joy? What's keeping you from going out there and sharing that joy with others? Somebody took the time to share with me. Somebody took the time to share with you. What's stopping you to take time and share with somebody else? We are called. We've seen in Isaiah, he said, "Here am I, send me." We've seen in Acts 1:8, you know, we're supposed to go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth and proclaim. We see in the Great Commission, God commands us to go and make disciples. That means when we become saved and we understand the Bible, we need to start discipling somebody else, somebody younger than us, sharing the gospel with them, teaching them how to. Because there's no way that we can do it by ourselves. We need other people. And so I just leave y'all with that challenge today to go and y'all pray, and where God's calling y'all to go, you go. And for those of you who do not know the Lord as your, who has not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I pray that you don't leave here without saying, "God, I understand that you sent your son to die on the cross for my sins. And I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask you to forgive me for my sins. And I know by accepting you that you died on the cross for my sins, that I'm saved." And through that prayer, you can be saved today. And I pray that you don't leave here without accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Let's pray. God, I just come before you right now, and I just thank you for this message that you have given us today. And I just thank you so much for your love and for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins and for all of us who are saved here today. And God, if there's anyone who is not saved, I pray that they will not leave this building without coming up here and accepting you as their Lord and Savior. Not because something I said, but because your Holy Spirit is coming and talking to them. God, I just thank you for all the ministry that this church does, and I just pray that they don't stop, God. I pray that they continue to grow as Christians and continue to reach this community, God. Just thank you for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.